Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
That is blocked. Got in there in a beat. D'Angelo Pons is going to score.
Career high rushing yards last week at 109. He's up to 89, looking for more, and he's got another touchdown. Second of the night for Kobe Martin. And Indiana is up over 60 here at home.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
How about that, Tom Ackerman? What a weekend.
Yeah, great weekend for sure. Indiana beating Illinois 63-10. I know we're going to start there, and this is nothing against Illinois and my friends who root for Illinois, because this is not directed at them. I mean, I think they came in knowing that Indiana was a good team and it was going to be a tough game. I thought it would be an Indiana win. Did I expect them to blow them out like that? No, but what I'm saying is that people around the country, I think, have for the last year plus said that Indiana's schedule was soft. They schedule soft. You know, last year Indiana had the two teams that played for the national championship on their schedule, Michigan and Washington. It wasn't their fault that both teams took a step back last year, and Indiana handled them both, and they beat everybody on their schedule except for Ohio State and Notre Dame, who they lost to on the road, and both of those teams ended up playing for
the national championship.
Yeah. Okay, so they have a good football team, and people kind of wanted to deny that, I think. And then they started out this year playing Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State. And they handled all three. Old Dominion, their first opponent, actually turned out to be a pretty good team. They've been looking really good lately. But they blew out the next two. So everyone's like, hey, Indiana, play somebody. You know, I'll believe in them. Play somebody. So they played somebody. They played the ninth-ranked team in the country, and they beat them pretty good. And it was one of those games that got out of control. I mean, Illinois is not that bad, but Illinois was like, you know, a train was coming down the tracks and they just couldn't stop it. And what surprised me most was how poor Illinois was at the line of scrimmage. Brett Bielema's teams usually are pretty solid offensive, defensive line. We knew there were some issues with their pass blocking. I did hear the Indiana coach, Kurt Cignetti, in his radio interview. This one got my attention. Right before kickoff, I like to listen to what he says on the IU radio broadcast. And Don Fisher, the play-by-play man, said, now, Illinois, they have a big offensive line. You know, that could be a challenge for you. And he said, oh, yeah, they're big, but that also means they can't move very fast. Oh. So we're going to put some pressure on the quarterback tonight. And I turn to my daughter, Audrey. I go, oh, this is going to be fun. Because Indiana has a very strong, quick, an active defensive line, and it's exactly what they did. They moved him around. They went after Luke Altmyer, and they just had their day. They dominated the line of scrimmage. Yeah. They bullied him with the run game, and they went after their quarterback, and that's how you win football games, and Indiana just ran away with the ball game. And you know, got a big victory. They elevated from 19 to 11 in the country. It's about right. You know, are they a top 10 team? Sure, but they're going to have to prove themselves now. They go to Iowa this weekend. They go to Oregon in a couple of weeks.
That'll be a big test.
They have a late game this season at Penn State. So they will have three big road games to prove themselves that they're a college football playoff team. Illinois will have to pick up the pieces and try to get their season back, and I assure you that Indiana fans want them to. Because
the
more they win, the better that win looks. But I hope that Illinois does recover and has a good season. And on the Missouri side, Ryan and Dan, I mean, they were really solid. I mean, they played big boy football against South Carolina. Missouri looked like an SEC team on Saturday. They just ran over South Carolina. They kept running it, and they won the game 29-20.
And against a really good South Carolina quarterback who seemed to have his way in the first quarter, even into the second quarter. But whatever adjustments they made, it worked. Shut it down.
He's a really nice player. Might well be the number one pro prospect out there, Lenoris Sellers. He got hit in the head in the game against Vanderbilt. There was a question as to whether he was going to play. You can see why that was such a big deal, because he's a tremendous player. But Missouri didn't worry about it. They just did their thing. They played good, solid D. They ran the ball. I think, if not Sellers, the best player on the field was Ahmad Hardy, and he has been all year. Ahmad Hardy is starting to get some really quiet Heisman buzz.
I was going to say, and the H word. Is that a jinx to start talking Heisman? Because he looked
it's
like
okay.
a Heisman.
There's going to be a long list of Heisman candidates,
sure.
because as the weeks go along, some will emerge. I think people are starting to buzz about Fernando Mendoza, the Indiana quarterback. He went nuts in that game, too.
20 for 23.
He was amazing.
Like yeah.
But
wow.
But Ahmad Hardy is, to me, the engine of the Missouri team. Yeah. I love their quarterback, Bo Perbula. They've got this great defense. But Ahmad Hardy is – you ever watch this guy, how he breaks tackles?
Yeah, he can't bring him down.
He has a scary combo of – he is physical, and then once he gets in open space, he has the speed to pull away. He is a terrific running back, and Missouri's going to be very tough to stop if he's healthy and running like he is. And Missouri's schedule, you know, this is the other narrative that I heard all day yesterday. Missouri wins a game, they're 4-0, and boy, they look like a college football playoff contender now with their favorable schedule. I'm like, favorable schedule? What are you talking about? They play UMass this weekend, they'll be 5-0. Then they play Alabama. They go to Auburn. They go to Oklahoma. They've got a trip to Arkansas on the schedule. They got to play Texas A&M, who's one of the best teams in the country. I'm rattling off top 10 teams here. They even have to play Mississippi State, who's good now. They're 4-0.
Right.
The SEC schedule is tough, so Missouri has its work cut out for it. But if they do what I think they're going to do, they're going to be in every single game. They will be competitive in every single game they play. I think this Missouri team is very difficult to blow out. I really do. I think that it's very difficult to see them being non-competitive in any game. I think they will be tough to handle. I don't care who's facing them.
And I was glad to see the adjustments that showed the coaching got smart. That you know, even though South Carolina was moving the ball early on, they did whatever they had to do to make that adjustment.
Yeah,
that
it was great.
Encouraging.
Yeah, Eli Drinkwitz has a good thing going here. I mean, if you look at what he's done the last few years, all he does is win.
Yeah.
And now he's getting a new stadium look. That stadium is under construction, and it'll be finished for next year. The recruits are coming in. Mizzou's got some momentum right now. I mean, they have the number one recruiting class in college basketball. They have a really nice football program that is going to move into the top half of the SEC and start to get a little more respect. It's pretty impressive what's happening over there.
Moving to the NFL, I'm wondering, was the Chiefs win enough to give them any confidence? It was kind of an ugly win. They just kind of, you know, grinded it out, but they did get their first victory.
Yeah,
of the
classic
year.
Patrick Mahomes. He just took it into his own hands. He's flinging the ball all over the place and making plays, making things happen. I think they found their receiver, Tyquan Thornton, really nice receiver. Made a couple of great catches, man. I mean, Mahomes made a wonderful pass, just on the money, bullet to him for the touchdown, but he threw a ball that Thornton went up and got at the goal line. It was just unreal. This is a really, you know, a classic Mahomes performance. Now, the Chiefs will have a target, but they're 1-2. They can now breathe a little bit. They got their win. They did it on the road. They're always going to be in the spotlight. And they still have the best coach in football. I mean, Andy Reid will find innovative ways to get the ball out of Mahomes' hand and into receivers' hands. He still has Travis Kelce. They still have a pretty good running attack, still have a strong line. They'll navigate any injuries that come their way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heated exchange right during that game between Kelce and their head coach. Do anybody know what that was in relation to?
Yeah, things happen out there, man.
Both of them were barking pretty heavy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, heat of the moment. They all knew they had to win that game. Yeah. You can't go 0-3. They haven't gone 0-3 since 2011. It was time for them to get a win and get it by all costs. I don't know if you've seen the Netflix documentary Quarterback, but they have a focus on Patrick Mahomes in that, and you have new respect for Holmes. That guy is
always respected him. Yeah.
I know, but like a new sort of different, like seeing him behind the scenes and the fact that he just will do anything to win a football game.
Yeah.
He is so great, and I love the way that he fires up his teammates, and it doesn't surprise me at all that things get a little heated sometimes on that sideline. That sometimes is healthy.
It is healthy.
You want right some of that emotion. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm not a Chiefs fan by any stretch, but I respect the heck out of them. And the NFL was kind of fun yesterday. I mean, there were some blocked kicks and all kinds of craziness going on. The Bears won. They whooped the Cowboys. I mean, there was a lot of cool stuff going on.
It's got to be frustrating being a Cowboys fan because they'll look
and
good
a Bears fan.
Yeah, but they'll look good 1 week and just look miserable the next week.
Yeah, that describes the Bears actually really well. The Bears get their win, and now everyone's going to be fired up, and then you know what's around the corner, that they're going to take a big L somewhere. But yeah, the Cowboys, same thing. Lots of hype, lots of eyeballs watching them always. And the Cowboys just don't have a good defense. Their defense is, I don't take anything away from Caleb Williams and what the Bears did, but the Cowboys defense is just awful.
Yeah.
Hats off to Cardinals fans who made it out to the games this weekend. Just want to say that one final thing. That was the final weekend at Busch Stadium. Nolan Arenado could well have played his final game. John Mozeliak threw out the first pitch. That was his last game. Good things are coming for the Cardinals.
A new era.
Thank you to the fans who not only go, but the ones who listen and watch. And I know there are a ton of them that have made the decision to say, hey, we're not going to spend the money right now to go down to the ballpark. You got to give me something back. It's coming. It may take a little while to rebuild this thing, but boy, I hope it happens sooner than later because I miss those great days.
Yeah, hope you're right.
Great. Tom Ackerman, KMOX Sports Director. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Guys.
Always
appreciate
awesome, man. Thanks, Tommy. Thank
you. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.